Okay, today is Daf Kuf Mem. We are on Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis by the two dots, where it says Misananin Es Hayayin Besudarin. You can strain the wine in like a kerchief. Right, you strain the wine through a cloth. Amar of Sinir Achia Ubavad Shel Yase Guma. As long as you don't make a guma. What's a guma? A guma means like what it means is you make the cloth into a kli. That's what it really means. You make the cloth into a kli. That's a problem. Says Rashi, guma, mina suder befia kli, ki uvdu dechol, that's uvdu dechol. Inami asul de schita. Or you'll come to squeeze it out. So, either one of those two problems. Okay. Next. Where am I? Next. Ukfivas mitzvahs was you make a strainer with a basket, a mitzvah's basket. So we said, Amar of Huna Rabchia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Ubavad Shal Yad Bia Mikarkoso Shal Kli Tefach. As long as you don't lift up the thing, the basket, a tefach over the whatever you're straining, because you're making an ohel. That's all. Thank you so much. Amar Rav, Hai Perukna, this certain kind of beged that they spread out on the barrel of the wine, apalge de kuvya shari. If you spread it on half the barrel, that's fine. Akula pulga asur. If you spread on the whole half, it's asur. Why is it asur? Because again, you're making an ol. Amar of Papa, lo nahadek inish tzinisye. What is this? Oh. Lo mahadik inish tzinisye bepume de kuzni de chavite. You shouldn't put wooden chips and things like that in the barrel of wine. Mishum de mechzi kimishameres. It looks like you're straining it. When you put wood chips in there, it looks like you're, what's it doing there? It's straining. What? To strain it. When you pour the wine out, it serves as like a strainer. So you shouldn't do that. Next, the bear of Papa, shafu shichwa mimana lemana. They would pour beer from one to another, one cup to one jug to another jug. Amalei ravacha midifti lorvina ikanitzotzos. But there's certain dregs that get left behind, so you're straining. Not straining. Yeah, so the answer is, Nitzotos lebeir of papa lo chashivi. That wasn't chashuv. No one cared about that. And therefore what? Therefore, it wasn't as if you were taking it out of the psolus, and therefore it wasn't a problem.
So it's all subjective, basically. It's always subjective.
Yeah. So then we said, V'nosnin beta de misanenis. You can put an egg in a strainer. Tani Yaakov karcha, lefisha ein osin osa ella ligyon. Because the only reason why you're doing it is for the appearance. Says Rashi, top Rashi, lamara, for appearance. In other words, it's not for taste, it makes the dish look better. You want to strain it. Rashi says, Shachelmon yafa ligvan, the chelmon, I don't remember which one's the white and which one's the yolk. One chelmon is chelmon and chelbon. I don't remember which one's which. Shachelmon yafa ligvan. The chelmon is good for the color, for the appearance. V'lo achelbon, not the chelbon. Therefore, hilkach, idi v'idi ochelhu. They're both ochel. V'ein kan breiras misoles me'ochel. And there's no issue of breira. We all know that there is issue of breira when you have jelly beans and you only like certain colors and you don't like other colors. What's Rashi saying? Rashi says, since one is they're both ochel, therefore it's not a problem of bora.
Why is it not a problem of dying?
Because there's no dying by food. So just, oh, you ought to put ketchup on food on Shabbos.
Yeah, but the purpose there is the flavor, not the color.
What?
The purpose there is the flavor.
Yeah, but it makes the color. So the answer is it's still okay. So what's going on here? So, the Shlomo Zalman says that it could be He says, if you let's say you go walking in the rain, and you get your raincoat gets soaking wet. You got to take it off. You got to hang it up. The raincoat.
Yeah.
Why not? Isn't the water going to drip off the raincoat? Isn't that borer? The answer is, I don't know if it's borer or not, but it's mutter. Same thing over here. You have an egg, and some part's dripping off. Why is that borer? That's what Shlomo Zalman says, and he does end off. This needs more. This needs more thought. Another answer is it's not like two jelly beans with different colors. It's one item. There's no borer on one item. Even though it's two parts to the egg, it's only one item, and therefore there's no borer.
Rashi
doesn't say that at all, right? It's also a hard shot to say. This is a difficult. It's difficult.
You have the chicken on my plate, and I don't like the bottom, and I give
it to you. Shlomo Zalman says that's borer.
Yeah. No, but it's all likes it, I don't
right, know. Right, it's subjective. It's subjective. That's right. That's right, yes.
So you want
yes, one. Yes, yes.
So can you take the
mustard? Itmar. Chardal shalashum Erev Shabbos. Mustard that's needed on Erev Shabbos. L'machar, the next day, Amar Rav, Rav said, Memacho b'kli, you can mix it with a kli, avolo biyad. But you can't mix it with your hand, because you have to do a shinui, right? And you can't do it well, and that's considered a shinui. But if you use your hands, that would be an iser of lush. You did the lush already. You're finishing up with something. Amale Shmuel, biyad atu kol yoma mamchile biyad, biyad atu kol yoma mamchile. You do that all the time. Biyad with your hand, machal chamarmu. You give that to donkeys. Meaning, what does that mean? What does he mean to say? Right? What does he mean to say? El amar Shmuel mamchu biyad ve'en mamchu b'kli. No, just the opposite. You use your yad and not use a kli. Yad is the wrong way, not a kli. Itmar. Rabbi Elazar Omer, echad zev yechad zev aser. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, echad zev yechad zev mutter. One says they're both aser, one says they're both mutter. Abayev Rav Amri Tarvayu, ein halachak Rabbi Yochanan. We don't halach Rabbi Yochanan. What would Rabbi Yochanan say? Everything is mutter. Come Rabbi Yochanan b'shitaset Rabbi Elazar. Then Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind to halach Rabbi Elazar. Come Rabbi Elazar b'shitaset Shmuel. And then Rabbi Elazar held his mind and changed like Shmuel. Abayev Rav Mitarvayu, halachak Rabbi Yochanan. The halach is like Rabbi Yochanan. Imei da Abaya, of delay, v'lo'achol. The mother of Abaya ate it, she prepared it, but Abaya wouldn't eat it. Listen to this. The bitu de Zeira, the wife of Zeira, of delay of Chia Bar Ashi. She made this dish for Chia Bar Ashi. Why is someone's wife making a dish for someone else? The answer is, because this is her second husband. Right? V'lo'achol, they wouldn't eat it. Amalei, l'rabach of delay. Her first husband's Eve, he ate it. V'achol, v'at l'achol, you're not eating it? Amar, Rava bar Shiva, havi kamina kemet de Ravina. I was by Ravina. Uvechashi le b'shufsa de tuma v'achol. And they mixed it up with garlic stalks, with a stalk of a garlic, and then they ate it. Meaning, they used the stalk of a garlic as the mixing thing.
So what is the problem with mixing liquid into mustard?
It's lush. You're making like a dough. Right. Right, we're not borrowed, we're doing lush. So that's what the problem is. The Amar Marzutra, let's kohan ishmaitza, we don't like any of this. Ella the Amar Ella Kiya the Itmar, except for the following. Chardol, mustard, shalashu me Erev Shabbos. You have to knead it in Erev Shabbos. So Limachar on Shabbos, you gotta finish it up. Memacho biyad, memacho, you can mix it. Bain biyad, bain bakli. Doesn't make a difference what you have your hand or a kli. You can even put in honey. Velo taruf. You can't mix it very, very strongly. El ma'arev. But very delicately. What does that mean? I don't know what the Correct. Shechalayim, which is a certain kind of cress. Sheshachta me'erev Shabbos. That was ground up on Erev Shabbos. Lemachar on Shabbos. Nosin latochon shemen v'chometz. You can put in oil and chometz. Vinegar. umamshech l'tochan amita. And you could also put in, you could mix it to put in the amita. V'lo yitrof, we'll get to amita in a second. V'lo yitrof, you shouldn't do it very hard. Elam orev, do it softly. Shum shirisko me'er of Shabbos. If garlic was ground up before Shabbos, l'machar on Shabbos, nosan l'tocho pol v'grisin, you're allowed to put in beans. V'lo yishchok, but you can't grind them. Elam orev, you can just mix them in. Umamshech es amisa l'tochan. And then you can mix it to put the amisa in. My amisa, what's that? Ninya, mint. Amar Abaya, Shmamina, you see from here, Hai Ninya, Mali Litzchali. That Ninya is good for a stomach ache.
No.
For this dish, right. Then we said, V'osin Agomlin B'Shabbos. You're allowed to make Agomlin B'Shabbos, right?
Funny thing. This is a good
explanation to the... Tanur Abanan. Osin Agomlin B'Shabbos. You're allowed to make Agomlin on Shabbos. Vein Osin Aluntis. But Aluntis you can't make. Says Rashi, why not? Rashi says, what's a luntis? It's she'ena l'mashke tzama. It's not for a drink. Ella l'tzanein l'achar ha'merchat. It's some kind of drink that cools you off after the bathhouse. V'dugmas l'refuah. It's like refuah. So you can't make that on Shabbos. Ve'ezu alumlin ve'agumlin ve'ezuhu aluntis. What's the difference? Agumlin is yayin d'vashu pulpulin. Wine, honey, and pepper, and spices, peppers. So can you go to your kitchen on Shabbos, pull out a wine, and honey, and palpulin, and make a concoction like that? Why not? Yeah, cooking anything. It's not a problem. Aluntis, that's a problem already. Yayin yashan umayim tzalulin v'arfar simon. Why can't you do it? Not only because it's refuah. So if healthy people do it, one second. If healthy people do it, you're allowed to. The avdi libei musta lemekar. It's good for the bathhouse to cool you off. Amar Rav Yosef zimnechada one time alis basar mar ukva lebebani. I went with my ukva to the bathhouse. Kinafki asya when we came out of there ashkayin chamra chad kasa. He drank one cup of this. V'chashi mi b'nei roshi v'ad tufrei dikari. And it tingled him from his head down to his toes. V'yashkin kasa achrina, and if you drank another one of these cups, havim estafina de dilma menakula li, he's talking about himself. If I would have drank another one of them, I was afraid, dilma menakuli mi zichusa da almo da asi. I would lose my zichusim of the world to come. Rashi says, what does that mean? Im hayisi nitzol mi menu shalo amos. I would die. In other words, if I would have drank another cup, I would have died. Other Mepharshim say, what's she talking about? That's not what it means. What he meant to say was, it's such tainug, it's such oneg, that he felt, wow, I'm getting such hana in this world, I'm certainly going to lose out in the world to come. That's what he meant to say.
That's hard. That's a hard
one. V'ham, I work for a shasi kol yoma, but I work for a drink one every day. So, right. I hear? So Shaina Marukva the Dashbay. Now Marukva was different because it was the Dashbay. He had one every day, so it didn't affect him like that. You know, it didn't affect him like that.
You can't go
in a nice restaurant, you might take away from the
Okay.
Next. Ain shorin as ha chiltis beposhrin. You're not allowed to soak chiltis in lukewarm water. Avol nosin l'tocha chometz, but you can put it in vinegar. What is going on? The Gemara will say. V'ein sholin es ha-karshinin. You can't put water on top of karshinin. Karshinin is like some kind of animal food or some kind of veg, they call it. What exactly what it is? Because it's borer. Because when you do that, the psoles comes out. V'lo shafin osan. You can't rub them together. Avol nosein l'tocha kivra o l'tacha palkala, or you could put it into a sieve or a different kind of sieve. It's different kind of baskets that are sieves, right? And it has to be over here that it's not a psik resha. First, you don't want it to happen, and it's not a psik resha that it will happen. Okay, ein kovrin es hateven bekivra. You don't put the straw into a sieve. V'lo yitnenu al gabi makom gavoa. You don't put it on a high place. So that it'll leak out, spill out. I will not tell who bekivra, but you can take it in a in a kivra, in a sieve, v'nosen l'tocha avos, and you can put it into the trough where the animals are eating. Rashi says, la'avol notel b'kivra, l'itein l'tocha avos, afal pisha notes, nofel me'elov, even though the motz is going to come out, kirv shimon davar davar shem etzchavin mutter, and you have to say again, that it's not a psik resha. There's a shita here, the nishmas adam, which is the chai adam, says that there's no iser of psik resha. Listen to this one. There's no iser of, it's a psik resha. The other say, the tver shishol says, it's not a psik resha, that it's going to happen. Nishmas adam says, it is a psik resha. It's still mutter. Why? Because you're not doing anything by yourself. So you're allowed to cause psik resha ayde grama, and a davar she'eino mitzchavin, that's mutter. You're doing a permitted act. You're putting food into the animal trough. That's permitted. It's going to leak out, and then it's going to become borer. Yeah, but you didn't intend to do that, and B, you didn't do it. It happened by itself. What? For the item. So this objectively, it's better. But you're the animals. But you. What do you mean? But it's your chayis, the animal. I hear. Okay. Ibayelahu sharamai. What if you did this? What if you soaked it and you're not supposed to soak it? So tirgamar Rav Ada Narsha Kamed Rav Yosef Shara chayiv chatos. You chayiv chatos. Why chayiv chatos? What did you do wrong? So the some say it's the iser of lush. You put this stuff in water, it's kneading, it's lush. What if I take meat and I put meat in water on Shabbos? Umchaif a lush? What kind of lush is that? So El Amrabaya, no. Midrabanan. There's no way to daraisa. There's no way to daraisa. It's only midrabanan. Sholyasa shahu kederach shu osa bachol. Do something different. Don't do the chol. Shouldn't be doing this on Shabbos. There's no malacha. Not a malacha. What malacha did you do? Rather, what is it? Uvdu the chol. By me, Rabbi Yochanan, me Rabbi Yanai, ma'ol ishur says a chiltus betonim. What about in cold water? Amalei osir. Fanan tanan inshur says a chiltus beposhrin. But the Mishnah said you can't use lukewarm water. Room temperature water. Ha betonim mutter. But that implies that in tonin it's mutter. Amalei imkain. Ma bein li v'lach. What's the difference between me and you? In other words, masnitzin yuchudoyi, masnitzin yuchudoyi, right? Kedas yachid. It's a das yachid. Titania, ein shorin zachiltis lo b'chamin, for lo b'tzonin. You can't use regular water. You can't even use cold water. Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'chamin aser, b'tzonin mutter. In tzonin it's mutter, right? So Rabbi Yossi matted cold water, right? But the Chachamim didn't matter it. So it's a machlokas. So you say yes, and I say no. It's a machlokas. Lamai of delay. What do you do with this soaked chiltus anyway? Liukra deliba. It's for a heavy heart.
Chest pain.
Chest
pain.
So you can't do it. He says you can't do it on Shabbos.
Not because it's a lush reason or for this reason?
This reason.
Oh. Not because it's
No. We didn't say why. Remember I said the Mishnah said you can't do it, we didn't say why? Ravacha bar Ra Yosef, Chash Yukra de Libra. He had this heart problem with heavy chest pains. Also look at the Marukva. He came to Marukva. Amalei, Zil, Shasi, Tilsa, Tikli, Chiltsa, Bitklasa Yomi. Drink 3 portions on 3 consecutive days. So Azal, Ishtei Chamsha B'Shabbos, it was Thursday, Umale Shabbos, on Friday. What about on Shabbos? Latzafra, Shabbos morning, Azal, he went, Shalom Bei Medrasha, he went to the yeshiva, Amrule, Tana Debe, Rabbi Ada, Amrule, Tana Debe, Mar Bar Rav Ada, Hashose Adam Kavo Kabayim, Ve'ena Choshesh. If somebody drinks 1 or 2 kav, it's not a problem. Amalahu lishdos lo kumavayli. No, I'm not asking if you're allowed to drink it. That's what I'm not asking. Ki kumavayli lishros mai. Am I allowed to soak it? some say zakash over here, it ends up being a tzarachiyun. If you're allowed to drink it, then what's the shayla if you're allowed to prepare it? The shayla. Some say it's difficult. Amalahu, Rabchia bar Avin, Bididi Havi Uvda. Same thing happened to me. Va'isa shal say Ravada bar Ava, and I went to ask him. He didn't have an answer. Asa shal say Rav Huna, Vamar Hachi Amar Rav. Shower Bitsonain, you could soak it in the cold. Umaniach Bechama. And then you can put it out in the sun. Kiman, the Shari, right? Like you're saying it's mutter? Said, no. Afil man the asar, even if you hold it to asar, and this is the big story when it comes to taking medicine. Hani miliecha delo ishtikal. That would only be true if you didn't start taking it. Aval hacha, but over here, kivin to ishti cham shamali shabza, you took it already Thursday and Friday. E lo shasi b'shabbos, mistakin. If you don't continue the regimen of the medicine on Shabbos, it'll get worse. Says they're mistakin. You'll become sicker. It'll be a sakana, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Yeah. Mistamich v'ozor v'acha bar Yosef akaspe d'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok barachte. This person, Rav Acha bar Yosef, was walking. He was being helped. That's what the word. One second. Mistamech means he was supporting him. He was helping him walk. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok barachte. It was his nephew. Amalei told him like this. Ki matina lebe Rav Safra. When we get to Rav Safra's house, Ailine. We're going to go in. Kimatu Aliyah, when they went in, Boimnei asked him, Malik has kuse kitinya b'shabsa. What's the story? Are you allowed to rub a cloth on Shabbos? To make it, well, I'm not sure why you're doing that. Why are you rubbing a cloth? Lirakuke kititna kavachavim v'shapradami? Is it just to rub it to get out the crease or something, and then it should be mutter? Soften it, yeah. Odimu la'alude chivra kamachavein va'aser. Or, do you want to whiten it, and it's aser? Okay? With that, is your question you always ask. Why don't you ask the guy? Right? Ask the guy, what's your intention? The answer is, that's not the question. The question isn't, that's not the suffix. The suffix is, what's the hagdara of the maisa? What does this maisa accomplish? Okay? And we're going to have to explain. The Sholem Eishiv explains why isn't this a problem of psik reisha. So we'll see in a minute. Amalei lerakuki ko machave v'shaper dami. No, you're just doing it to soften. That's mutter. It's a psik reisha, gets whiter. I don't have an answer. I don't know what the answer is.
Why is it like makopatish? You're making it soften.
I don't know if it's makopatish. I don't know. Kinafak when he came out of there. Asa, he came. Amalei, my boy Marmine, my boy. What do you ask him? Amalei, boy Marmine, ma'alek haskuse bekidna b'shabsa. So Amalei shaper dummy. I guess there's a lot of rub clothing to make it soft. He said yes. V'tiboyle mar sudra. Why didn't you ask him about your kerchief, which is a much more normal thing to ask him about? So sudra loko and barley. I didn't ask him about that. Tiboy may Ravuna upashali. I already asked that once to Ravuna, and he told me it's also mutter. So v'tiv sholei lemarle sudra. So if you already had it, if you already told you how to do that. Then why'd you ask me about this cloth? So Amalei.
It's Aser.
Amalei Hasa Mechzi Kialude Chivra. Over there, because it appears, it shows, it demonstrates, I'm doing it to make it brighter. Hasa over here, Lo Mechzi Kialude Chivra. It doesn't look like that. Amr of Chista. Hai Kitinisa. This ketona, it comes in some kind of shirt. Mishalfo. Mishalfa Ludide Mikanya Shari. To take it off its rod is mutter. Okay? What's the issue? It was wet, it makes the rod muksa, is a muksa issue. Right. Kanya mimena usher. But to take the rod out from under the shirt, that's usher. Because the rod is muksa. Amr of Chista, hi kishisa.
Yeah,
before Shabbos. Yeah. Hi kishisa diyarka. This bundle of yarek. Oh, Vamar, no. Amr Rava, im kli kivaihu mutter. If the kli was if it was a reed that was
a weaver,
then it's mutter. Because it's a kli and it's not moksa.
Is this halacha? I mean, if you have a shirt on a hanger, do you need to be careful to take the shirt off the hanger rather than...
I don't think so. It's an interesting question. I don't think so. Because the hanger is a kli. It's not muksa. Okay. You ought to hang a shirt up on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Amr of Chista. Hi, Kishiv Sadiyarka. This bundle of vegetables. Ichazi lemaichal behema. Shailot al tule. If it's mutter for animal food, you're allowed to move it. V'ilo. And if not, usher, it's usher. Amr of Chiyabar Ashi. Amr of Rav. Hi, Tilya debisra. Shailot matal tule. Raw meat is mutter to move. The kivri, usher. But if it's fish, it's usher, says Rashi. Ein echol and chayim. Nobody eats that raw. Amr of Ketina. No, it's muksa.
So what's the problem?
No, it's muksa. It's raw food. You can't eat it now. I understand. Amr of Ketina. Ha'omed be'emsa hamita. If someone stands in the middle of a bed, ki'ilu omed be'kreisa shalisha. It's like he's standing on top of a woman. What's this doing here? What is halacha doing here, right? So, one of the achronim says, listen to this: is it mutter for a single man to move a woman's bed?
Married woman,
not even a married woman, even a single woman. Is it mutter to move the mutter to move a bed? I didn't even move the bed. I have to move the bed. So it's not us to move the bed. What about if it's a single woman? What about if it's a single man? So, it's also to move it, because it's muksa machmas iser. What iser? The iser of improper thoughts.
What?
Improper thoughts.
Taiva.
So you're a single guy, and someone asks you to move the bed. The woman asks you to move her bed on Shabbos. It's smart, it's muksa. It's muksa? What do you mean? Her husband can move it all the time, he's out of town. Yeah, but for me it's muksa. The, Vlav Milzahi, that's not right. Although, I quote on over here, the Reishit Chachma says that it's usher to look at the beds of another couple. That's already a Musar Vart. No, it doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch. Vamar of Chista, Barbe Rav, the Zavin Yarka, when a Talmud Chacham goes to buy vegetables, Lazabin Aricha, buy long ones. Because Kisha ki Kisha, because the amount of the bundle is the same. They put five stalks in a bundle, they put the dozen in a bundle, it's the same. And v'arucha memela, the fact that it's a little longer, you'll gain a little more. Now this is all, the Maharal says, this is not advice how to go to the store. It's all talking about Torah, and ruchnius things, and all more deeper things. V'amr v'chista, barbe rav, dezavin kanya, if you're buying reeds, lezavin aricha, buy long ones. Why? Tunya be tuna. Because the bundle's the same size. V'arucha memela, you get a little longer. Vabra of Chista, Barbe Rav, Delo Nefisha Le Rifta, if you don't have enough
bread,
Lo Lechel Yarka, don't eat vegetables, Mishum Degarier, because it makes you more hungry. Right? Right. One second. Right. So if you don't have enough bread, don't eat the vegetables because it makes you more hungry. Right? What does that mean? So, you know what that means? Listen to this. I have to read this inside. Maimer Zeh, this is from the, I think it's the Maharal. Maimer Zeh Merumaz, Sheyesh Ofanim, She'en Ha'anava Tova, No, that's the wrong word. No, we'll get to that in a minute. From Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Ana, me, lo ba'ani yusi achliyarka. When I was poor, I didn't eat vegetables. Lo ba'ati rusi achliyarka. When I was rich, I also didn't eat vegetables. Ba'ani yusi, when I was poor, mishum degarer, because it made me more hungry. Ba'ani b'jerusi, when I was rich, damina hechad aliyarka, la'al b'sir v'kivri. So, why should I eat vegetables? I could eat meat and fish. Right? So, I never eat vegetables. The Ben Yehuda says the reason he didn't eat vegetables was because he was afraid of bugs. And this is just an excuse he gave. That was the real reason. Vamar of Chista, bar be rav delo nefishi la rifta. If you don't have enough bread, lo livta bitue. Don't break them into small pieces. Says Rashi, lo yochal achshav ma'at pas. Don't need a little bit of bread now. Shiyim tzalo, that you'll find. So la'achar shah ma'at. And then another later, you need a little bit less, a little bit small amount. Then the she'en lo derech sviya. You're never going to get full that way. Ela yitzdrof yochal yachad. Eat it in one shot. This is what I want to read you. This is from the Chassam Sofer. Rebbe, ready? You ready for this? Are you ready to hear what I'm going to read right now? Maimar zeh, hu tochachas musar. This is a musar. Le'elu, these people, she'enu ma'amikim bilimudam. They don't learn in depth at all. Ve'enu masmidim bilimudam b'masechta achas. They don't stick to one thing. Ela lom demad masechta zu, ma'ak bezu. They're running here, running there. Their Torah is a mile wide, and it's not deep. Because they're learning everything superficially. Don't do that, the Gemara just said. Don't eat the bread piece by piece. Right? Don't stop. Everyone going to jump to jump to jump. Ella, rather. Learn through it, Keseder. Go deep a little bit. And then you'll fill up. It's unbelievable parts. Okay, next. It's not Pashup Shot. But you know what it is? It is Pashup Shot. What's Rav Chisda telling you? Advice how to go shopping? Is that what he's telling you? Is that what the Gemara is wasting space to tell you how to go shopping? Tell you how to sit at a table? That can't be right.
That's the Chafetz Chaim way, the Yeshiva. They do like that.
Correct. Listen. There's a Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich, and his name is Rav Gershon Edelstein. You heard of him?
Yeah.
Big Talmud Chacham, huge Talmud Chacham. And he holds like this. He's talking about now Bala. This is only to Bala Batam. Yeshiva guys might be a different story. You know, they always ask, what should we learn? You know what he said? Whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy, that's what you learn. A guy sitting in yeshiva 10 hours a day, he didn't say that. Guy goes to work. How much time does he have to learn? A few hours, whatever it is. From zero to however many hours you can squeeze in a day, you learn whatever makes you happy. That's what Gershon Edelstein said. Learn mashaliba chafetzba, whatever you enjoy. Some people enjoy Navi, some people enjoy Musar, some people enjoy Kabbalah, some people enjoy Gemara, whatever you enjoy. Right? Because a balabas is not a yeshiva boy. And they have different demands. Right? They have different demands, they have different struggles, and they have different issues. And therefore, that's what he said, learn whatever you enjoy. What's the Chassam Sofer talking about? He's talking about an ideal. That's what Rav Chisda is talking about, an ideal. An ideal is, yeah, you stick to one. Hard for people to do that. Coming from work, they're tired, sitting down, people can do it. Some people do it. Some people can't do it. We have Daf Yomi here at night, everyone come, we come like, you know, like, Slichas time, and everyone's asleep. And come the morning, no one's sleeping. Right? Why? Because this is the morning crowd. Come at night, everyone falls asleep. Why they fall asleep? They're tired. Right? Understand? So you learn what you want. Learn what you enjoy. Unbelievable vart, no? Okay. Next. We're going to learn Gemara now that I would not recommend staying over at the Shabbos table tonight. It's very, very difficult Gemara.
That's an invitation for you to
note. Yeah. Right? Amar Rav Chisda, Barbe Rav, Zol Nefishi Le Rifta. Oh, I said that already. If you don't have enough bread, Lolisa, don't give it out. My timer. To love it by Ein Yafa. Because you're never going to give an Ein Yafa if you have to give it out. Barbe Rav Chisda, Aname Ikra, Meikara, Lohavi Batsana, Adeshadi Le Kukule Mana, Ishkache Be Kol Tarchi. I never gave out anything until I found enough in the basket for everybody. Barbe Rav Chisda, Haiman De Efsha Le Lemechal Nama Tesari. Listen to this. If you're able to eat bread made of barley, V'achal chiti d'chiti, and you ate wheat bread, you make yourself fancy, k'avra mishol b'tashchis, it's an iser b'tashchis. V'amr of Papa, ha'iman d'evshel mishti sir shichwa, you're able to get along drinking beer. V'shasi chamra, and you drink wine, you make yourself so fancy, over Mishum Bal Tashchis. That's Bal Tashchis. Then the Gemara says, Fav Milsi, that's not right. Bal Tashchis Gufa Adif. What do you mean Bal Tashchis? I'm wasting the wine? Bal Tashchis on my body is more important than that. I have to be healthy. So I got to eat what's healthy.
Better.
So I don't want to eat the barley. I don't eat the cheap bread. I eat the better bread. What do you mean? That's baltashkes. What are you talking about, baltashkes? It's much better for me. Bar of Chista, Bar Be Rav, Dlesle Mishcha. If you don't have any oil to anoint yourself, Nimshi B'maya De Charitzi. You anoint yourself with the water of Charitzi. What's Charitzi? From the pit, right. Bar of Chista, Bar Be Rav, Tezavin Umtza. If a yeshiva guy is going to buy meat, lezaben unka, you buy the neck. Ispe tlosamine bisra, because it has three different kinds of meat on it, and it's very, very good bang for your buck. From Rav Chista, barbe rav dezaven kitunisa. If you buy a shirt,
linen shirt,
lezaben bidinahar abba, go down, buy from the river over there, vinachye, and you wash it kol tlosan yomen every 30 days. The metafia le trace yachishata, and you'll get 12 months use out of it. Vano arva, and I will be I guarantee that. My kitunisa, what is that? Kitana, a nice shirt. From Rav Chista, Barbe Rav, lolesev atipsa charata. What does that mean? Don't sit on a new mat. The mekalia manye. Because it will ruin your clothing. Because since it's new, it's not worn in, it somehow ruins your clothing. Famer of Chista, Barbe Rav, Lo Lishdar Mani, Lo Shpiza, Lechavrele, don't send your clothing to the female attendant at the inn to have Urahara. That's not appropriate. Dilma Chazibe Midi Vasil Magne. Maybe she'll see something on those clothes of yours. And shall be turned off by you. Amalu of Chista Libnate, listen to this. To have a tziniyasan ba'ape gavraichu lo techne nama to have a tziniyasan ba'ape gavraichu. Beat tziniyastik in front of your husbands. Lo techlun nahama ba'ape gavraichu. Don't eat bread in front of your husband. Lo techlun yigarka balayla. Don't eat vegetables at night. Lo teichlun tamar balal. Don't eat dates at night. Lo tishton shichabal. Don't drink beer at night. Velo tinfon hecha dimefani gavrechu. Don't go to the bathroom when someone else went to the bathroom. Viki kakari ababa inish. When someone enters the door, when someone knocks on the door, lo tamer, don't say manu. Who is it? As if it's a man. Ella mani. As if it's a female. Don't get into the habit of talking to men. So use a female. You don't know who it is. Someone knocks at the door. You don't know who it is. Say, who is it, but in the female way. So you should get in the habit of talking to females. Nakid marganisa bechada, yada, vikura bechada yada. This is talking about when you're with your husband and you're having relations, so he's going to hold the marganisa, are like jewels, in one hand, and the kura, which is the oven, in the other hand. Right? So we're talking about, with one hand he's going to hold the breasts, and with the other hand, he's going to hold her private parts. Right? Marganisa achviluhu, the pearls, the jewels, that you can show him. Vakura lo achviluhu. Don't show him that. Ad until the mitzdairon, until he's very pained. Vahadar achvil, then show it to him. Because that increases taiva, and it increases a good relationship. Okay. That was it. Ein sholin es akarshinin. Right, back to earth. Back to normal. Ein sholin... Yeah, you're going to say that over? Ein sholin takarshinin. Don't soak. Does it mean soak?
Yeah.
Don't soak the karshinin. Masnisin de lo ki haitana. This Mishnah is not like that Tana. The Tana, Blazer ben Yaakov Omer. Ein mashkichin be kivra kol liquor. You shouldn't be involved with this at all. You shouldn't touch a kivra at all. And we said you can touch it. You can touch it as long as. What did we say? Yeah, we said you could touch it as long as you don't have kavana. He said don't touch it at all. Okay, next. Gorfin.
You think you had his wife talk to
him
about that.
Right. So next. Gorfin, you can sweep melefneha patam in front of the oxen. Umisalkin litzdadin. And you can remove the teven to the side. Mibneha rei, because it's foul smelling. Divrei Reb Dosa. That's what Reb Dosa said. V'chacham Oser. The Chacham said you can't do that. Notlin, you can take the barley, lifnei behemazu. V'nosnin, lifnei behemazu. You can take it from one animal, put it in front of another animal. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos. So, the Mishnah said like this. Let's go back to the first case. Gorfin, what does gorfin mean? Gorfin means you sweep. Gorfin, you're allowed to sweep the trough on Shabbos, right? To get rid of all the junk in the trough, you can sweep it out in front of the oxen, right? You don't want the oxen eating junk with the food. You want them eating good food. So you sweep it out together like that. Umesalkin, let's dadin, and you can move it to the side, b'bnei harei. What? We're going to get to it. And the Chacham said, you're not allowed to do that. Which one are they talking about? Iboilahu. Rabbanan, Aresha Pligi, O Asefa Pligi, or Tabayu Pligi. Which one? One, the first, the second, or all three? Toshma, the Tanya, Chacham Momrim, Echad Zevi Echad Zeh, whether it's the first one or the second one, whether it's the junk in the trough, or the Tevin on the floor, it's all good. Lo Yisal Kenel Etzdadin. You can't move that to the side. So what do you see? The Chacham argue on both. Amr of Chista, Machlokes be'evus shel karka. We're only talking about an avus that's attached to the ground. Alo be'evus shel kli, divya called mutter. That everyone holds its mutter. Why is it mutter? Because what's the reason why it's usher? The reason why it's usher was we're afraid you're going to make a furrow or you're going to flatten out the earth. That's a problem. But if it's a kli, it's not a problem. There's no earth. The avus shel karka, miyakil man deshari. Who mattered that? Hakamash v'gumos. You're making gumos. Gemara says, you're right. Ella, rather, I itmar. Where am I? El itmar, hachi itmar. Amr of chista machlokas be'evas shal kli. You're right. We're talking about a kli. Avol be'evas shal karka, but if it's made out of karka, if it's attached to the ground, divya kol asur, then everyone would hold its asur because you are making gumos. Okay? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.